And it's almighty
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, and I'm out here with my
SOG.
And I got my co-host, the wettest pain in the world. So we're going to start off by going around. Asking my saints how they been since the last time we've been here. And we're going to start with Saint Boy Trey.
Yes, sir.
Hold up.
Jesus.
Christ. So how you been? You got to answer the question.
My mind everywhere.
First and last is water.
The worst water.
Yeah, literally.
And it's smart.
But yeah, I've been good. Just making trips everywhere and just trying to get things in line and get my kids on.
Period.
Amen.
Period.
My main problem.
Yeah. I want to say to you, let go and let God do his work. It would have been done by now. But you kept stepping in. You kept stepping in. Now, I'm not going to stop you as a man from stepping in because you're a man. Mm-hmm. But you're about to learn that when the man of God says, don't do this, he's not telling you for his sake. He's telling you for your sake. And I can see your future. I can see the end. So I'm telling you, no, you don't want to do that. Like, this is what you want to do. Don't ever miss it. Don't ever miss that. As soon as you miss that, another spirit comes. Bang, bang, you kill it. Mm-hmm. That's about a dumb spirit. How you doing stupid stuff? Texting me. Talking crazy.
Because you're not the only one that everyone is going
to hear. All of us. That's why we come here as man. And they go beat each other up on the court.
They don't want that.
We get up here and get this mess out.
Only difference is with you, you're going through yours now. We went through ours.
Yeah.
So that's why God has you sitting here and wants you to come here because it's like, bro, you may be older than me. I don't know exact age, but
should be 24.
We've been through a lot to the point we can sit here and be like, man, Trey, man, Bishop, remember that time? Man, B, I remember you get, hey, I came, bro. Remember that, hey, man, Larry, me, you had the best times and talk to, So it's really? Like God has you here for that, but it's like they said, I'll protect you.
Bam,
that's
in the Bible.
Because one thing I will say, that's God. I told girl like this, I hate having a weird sense of humor. I don't care. But
that's right.
All right, I'm sorry to take up your time, but
I'm gonna have to tell you to shut up in a second.
One of the only mans that's supposed to be here that misses is Chris, right?
Yeah.
So last week the man was sick, so he was in there coughing, wheezing, And so I can't go out there and talk to him. He's like, man, what's wrong? He's like, man, that since it's a coronavirus, whatever. So I tell Akeem, I said, man, what did that nigga get missing the man's meeting? I said,
you don't want to follow me.
I said, that's what that nigga get missing the man. I mean, that nigga was the main one talking about, oh, I don't date American women, nigga. Now, but, I hate my sister humor, but I laugh. I don't care. I love bro. But don't forsake this. I'm just saying.
Ever. Because they'll tell you the devil, the idle mind. Now, my idle mind is wicked. It's crazy. That's why I don't spend no time there. You have an idle mind, too.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't spend time there. This is not the time to spend time there. We as men have to focus on Jesus and let our worship
Jesus.
Because it's a transfer happening. And if you was chosen, God chose you. You're fighting to be chose. That's crazy. You fighting to get away from the blessing. Although, hey, you supposed to be cleaning up the church.
I like your hair. Hey.
Although, I can't see the anger and all the hate in you because you covered well. I can't see all the hate in you, because you covered it well into it. We all covered it. But if you're not with your brothers, you're going to let loose at the wrong time. And then we lose a good man, God's son, because he's selfish. He's one by all of us is one.
Mm.
all of us, when every one of us in trouble, we worry about that person.
Amen.
And as a man, it's better to make you. Oh, let's look back at that man.
A lot of people, they stop stop from work. You know, a lot of people are out of work. I got checks today, and I'm thinking that the same thing was about to happen. And I was like, and then before I got to the phone, I was like, no, it's not about to happen. And I get the check, and my supervisor told me she wants me to come in and to give her a $2 boost.
Mm.
And wants me to run the ship.
Mm.
And I was kind of, you know, surprised. I was surprised but not surprised. The bishop had to tell me, I'm
surprised. I hope that.
You know, it trips me out about Deke. Like, even if he's saying something exciting, he keep that same mellow tone.
I'm
like,
really
I'm like,
you
supposed to be excited.
I got a $1,000.
He gave me
the same energy.
The same energy.
I'm so excited.
It was incredible. The way I'm feeling right now.
I could feel like I'm running, man. I'm running and jumping up and down, man, the way it's put.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. And for real, and like, I mean, it's all about, man, testing your faith, and man, this is like, and then, I mean, really, and it's going to show you who you really are, because if you're talking all this, and then really in the inside, man, you know, you're really kind of scared, you know what I mean? You're scared, and it's like, man, and don't get it wrong, man. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused with being afraid or scared, and then be just kind of like a little weary about certain things. You know, you don't want to put them in the same category. You don't. But again, man, you know what I mean? God's good, man, and I mean,
Jesus,
what's coming our way? He
said it won't come past that.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, my word.
You know what's crazy? It's he came in ready to talk today.
That nigga's seen a double package.
we got that nigga Black.
Yeah,
Black.
So how your week been? You know, at work.
I woke up this morning with my mind.
Ain't nobody on all of
them. On Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stand on Jesus. You know, the curfew time.
But he said, except for the sinful workers, and he said, we're considered as
essential workers. But the trash man don't want to come and pick up the trash. But it's essential workers.
I'll come home, I'm like, y'all still want to bet $50? He said, nah. So, you know, I say that to say, you know, I'm still working, you know, God's still happy, you know, able to provide for my household and my family and stuff like that, you know, and so on, but through the work, the whole work vibe and the people I work with, they're just scared.
Yeah.
You know, and I can hear some people, you know, not saying I'm scared, but, you know, the spirit works in me in ways where I can feel people. You know, I'm hearing people, you know, they scared on my kids at work.
That was done.
Oh, my kids at school, this, and that, and et cetera. And so I'm talking to the old white cat, the only white nigga in there that, you know, I see that knows Jesus. Yes, Jesus written on his own. We talking to this nigga. He's worried. He's like, man, I don't know how this is gonna go. People are dying, etc., etc. It's always just like, man, it's a test of your faith. God's gonna see, you know, how strong your faith is, because you know, God says if you don't rob him, you know, he'll take care of you. And so, and then when I told him, you know, Malachi, you know, chapter 11, when a man robbed God, yeah, you are robbing to how and tithes and offering, for now you are cursed with a curse, you know, bro, stop. And so he looked in the air like, you know, and I just walked away. But, you know, when he came back, he was like, you know, no matter how strong somebody's faith is, you know, you got to be worried a little bit. And so what that showed me in the spirit is basically like, you know, stop robbing God. God will take care of you. You know, be good. Get good with God, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. You know, because that same white man, you know, he told me, like, man, I work here on Sundays. You know, I don't have time for church. You know, you don't have time for God, because I don't have time for you.
Come on.
It's that much.
You're making a lot of noise. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I respect that. Yeah. We ain't gonna go to Bishop. You gonna talk a lot. We gonna ask
Elle.
Hey guys. How you doing? How was your week?
We got a woman at the man's meeting. Woman empowerment.
Hey guys, what's up? How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. What's up? What are we talking about?
Asking me how your week been.
Oh, man, this week's been crazy. I can't keep up. Everything is changing.
Everything.
Super fast, like, before I can even think about, literally, like, from this morning to later on this morning, like, next thing I know, we're going to lock down. Next thing I know, I got to work from home. It's just a lot going on with this virus stuff. Couldn't find out. My student's going to be out till May 1st rather than April 3rd. I was like, hold on, what? So, like, you know, I don't have any kids or anything like that, but, like, you know, I look at my students like they're my kids, and I just think, like, dang, like, I hope that they're okay, because, you know, sometimes school is, like, their escape.
Right.
From, like, you know, sometimes they don't get meals, and I give them an extra meal after school, and we're like, I have, like, a Thanksgiving dinner for them and things like that, or maybe, like, you know, they have, like, abusive parents, and, you know, maybe they're struggling with certain stuff, and, you know, they really confided in me, so whatever they may be going through, I feel like, you know, they don't have an escape now. Not only that, but, like, you know, they're missing out on their studies, they don't have no, like, you know, they're just going to be stuck in a house and things like that. So I just got out of town, got back from out of town last night. My mom was like, get on that plane. So was Larry. He was like, you need to get back here. So, especially, like, you know, since California, like, everything is just changing. Like, the governor was like, nope, shut down.
Where were you? Where were you at?
I was in the East Coast. I was everywhere, all up and down. Yeah, it was real crazy. Then I was like, Virginia, I was like, it was just crazy. I was like, man, I just got to pray for my health. Everybody else's health. Hope that we don't get it, because somebody can be sitting right next to you. You don't know if you have it or not, you know? So, but other than that, I feel like my week is blessed. I'm alive. I feel like this time is both a blessing and a curse. Like, for some people, like, they don't get paid time off, like, you know? But at the same time, this is time for us young entrepreneurs to be able to have more time on our hands to, like, kind of ideas and work with each other and collaborate. and things like that, and, you know, so I feel like it's bittersweet, definitely, but I'm praying for everybody out there, for your health, and, you know, we're in this pandemic.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I just left my mom. I always got a whole bag. I'm like, let me get some toilet paper, some milk, bread, cheese. Everything. Do you know Microsoft investments is $100
right now? Nobody cares about Microsoft.
The only Xbox players care about Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the wettest paint in the
galaxy. Wettest paint in the world.
Hey,
you got the greatest student.
$17 an hour sitting at the house.
Mm. Wow.
sitting at the house making calls, be like, "Who do? Oh, niggas, give me my money." And really, I'm just saying that to you to say, get on your knees. So my testimony is, I got on my knees and he blessed me.
Amen.
He blessed me every morning, hand on my face, talking to him every night before I go to sleep, talking to him 3-4 times a day on my knees and passing.
Amen.
That was my week.
Amen.
So, I don't know if y'all know, but it's the sanest boy in the world.
I
feel like I ain't worried about the coronavirus. I don't know what that is with the coronavirus. I just called Larry yesterday. I was walking through the water, man. He like, "Nigga, you ain't in the house? Why I gotta be in the house? No, I ain't trying to be in the house." Until they tell me I gotta be in the house. You feel me? Until they tell me, "Oh yeah, so you have to go home."
I don't mind in
that. I'm like, "Nah, nigga, I need some soap. Huh, I need some soap. I need all that before I go in the house, huh?"
Everybody.
Toilet paper, toothpaste, all that.
Toilet paper
2 hours a row. So now my week has been lovely. Like, I had a couple ups and downs. Couple bumps in a row, but you know, I chop it all up to God testing me. You know, He's testing me right now. He's testing my faith. He's testing everybody's faith right now. And it's crazy. I was at work, and it's crazy for me to say that I was at work.
Yeah.
Nigga just had no
job.
So I feel like black. You know, I was at work. I was at work, and I'm not worried about nothing. You know, it's dangerous. Yeah. You know, I called the cops so many times. The cops don't even come no more. Them niggas like, "Yeah, them niggas like, nah, we ain't coming down there. We ain't messing with you." So this dude had kicked in the door. He kicked in the door upstairs, and one of the roomies came down and told me, like, "Oh yeah, he kicked in the door. I just wanted to let you know, because I walked right past him when he did it. I don't want you to think that I did it." So he told me, the dude came down, he walked past me. I'm like, "What's your name?" The dude was like, "What you need to know my name for?" You know, Wolfing, how small dudes do.
Yeah.
And he was just telling me, you know, "Oh, who told you? Who told you? Why he told you that? He went out of his way to do that, you know, and it's because, you know, you feel me? You shouldn't be doing this anyway. I don't even think you belong here. So the point is, what is your name? That's these all. You gonna figure it out. Figure out my name. That's what I'm asking you, dumb nigga."
Yeah.
Stupid. Nah.
Which room did
you
kick in?
Four oh eight. It was a locked door. So basically, it was a room that nobody was supposed to be in. He didn't even go to sleep. Nigga was in there drinking, smoking. No, but he basically had a little altercation with the dude that told me, and I didn't even tell him who it was, but he know who it was, cause nigga, you know what you did, So dude, he's standing on the stairs, he's threatening me. He like, you better not call the cops. I seen you talking to your watch. You better not be calling the fool. You work here. You better not be calling the cops. And I'm like, "Nigga, you really think I'm worried about you? Like, I'm not worried about you. Like,
who are you?
Huh?
What are they?"
I told him, "The only thing I fear is God." And I told him, "I ain't worried about you, bro. Like,
what is that?"
Hmm.
This message, I smoke you. I said, "What you smoking? Marlboro?
Some single weed. Nah, but, you know, it's a lot of stuff that happened at that hotel, and I don't feel no fear. Like, I'm not worried about anything. And I was talking about it in my testimony last week. Like, I got to show my brother, Javon. He not here right now because he at work. But I got to show him because, you know, I had to learn. Like, I don't want to do work. I wanted to do what I wanted to do and make money. Mm-hmm. But you have to work. You feel me? You have to endure. And that's what I was telling them, like, through everything that I've learned at this church, you have to endure. Do everything. You know, it's all about enduring the problems. It's all about enduring your trials and tribulations. And if you don't know how to endure, you don't know how to be a real man. Because a real man endures through everything, you know? it gets to the point where, you know, you'll get so frustrated. If you can't endure, you'll end up blowing your brains out, hanging yourself or something like that.
Real talk. And then you're going to find out this is a real head.
Yeah, and I'm telling them, like. I'm telling them, like, man, you need to do this. You need to do this for your child. You know, you'll go out there, you won't have no, you quit this job. You go out there, you won't have no job. You feel me? You won't have nothing to rely on to provide for your family. And I can't depend on my sister to do everything for this child. She didn't do it before. She ain't going to do it now.
Come on.
This is a man's job. And a man don't quit when he get along, you know.
Endure.
Exactly. And Johnny was telling me that when he first got here. You know, he was telling me endure everything. Still here.
Rain and the pain.
So that's all I'm saying. You know, endure. We all got to endure now. We got to endure through this coronavirus. Got to endure through everything, you know.
I stopped for all this, so I can't find them on living. They never roll the ground. We got Cadillac virus.
Nah, but I want to take this time. Lady April showed me this exercise to tell if you got the symptoms or not, you know, tell if our breathing is good. So I want everybody to hold their breath for 10 seconds. We're going to hold our breath for 10 seconds, and then we're going
to
inhale. I got the watch. No, go ahead.
Ready, set, go. That's the air you're going to have on earth. Sit up.
Alright. So as a hell of a nigga, come. You got to go.
So the subject today is, what is your goal before it all ends?
What is? For what ends?
Everything. Everything. Whatever you consider the end to be. Whatever you consider the end to be. The end of your shift, the end of your day, the end of your life.
Okay, so we go a little bit of freestyle.
So you know, I always start on each side every week. So this week I'm gonna ask who wanna go first.
I like where you look at me,
though, man. Y'all pretty much might know mine.
No, nobody want to go first, so I got to choose.
Like, be the wettest thing in the world.
Be the wettest thing in the world.
I want to be the wettest thing in the world.
No, go ahead.
That's it.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
oh.
You know, I'm taking it to the script.
So I'm going to pay any mini money more. Than any mini money dollar.
My goal.
I just said who wants to go first.
How about we do popcorn? So I forget to do popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. Yeah. You choose the next person to go.
Teacher.
Come on.
You like the teacher for
that. So my goal before it all ends, because I had a goal, we had a goal for a long time. We went fighting against a lot of craziness, but the whole time we was fighting against that craziness, we did have a goal, and now that we graduated and it's time to dance, we're going to make San Bernardino the gospel music capital.
Yes, sir. And we're so close. That sounds like, but
yeah, sounds like so.
No, that's not right. He's just hating because my little niggas is hard. My little niggas is hard. What's so hard? You just have you. Because the weather. I want to go to kind of make me look good right now. I'm going to go. I'm going to pop one over to D because he's going to talk real soft.
I already told him he got to speak up today. If he don't speak up, he don't have
it. Yeah.
man, he got to talk with
you. You a grown man.
You got to talk with
emotions.
I'm doing emotions.
Yo, put some bass in your voice.
This man.
I love this man.
Same standpoint.
Amen. Amen. And they called me over here, right? I told them what I'm going to go.
Nah.
Who you think? Who you
think? Oh, yeah. He is. I knew that today.
Oh, you a barber? Why you didn't tell me this? Nigga? I mean, bro, you did not tell me that.
That's right. So it was like, they were supposed to bend that down.
Yeah, he looking kind of rough.
I got something out here.
So you got something I can line my little beard up with? Yeah, I need that. No, I'm like seriously.
Life is real. I'm speaking.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
So go ahead, take somebody.
My brother Black.
Black. Blackest nigga in the world.
Black as you know it. If I fight you, would you
please talk?
What is your goal before it all
ends? Ah, yeah. Man, I just want to be in the position God has for me. You know, let's sit back. I heard everybody. You know, God bless me. You know, Jesus Christ the Great Lord, God Almighty bless me. Big, I've been hearing y'all say, you know, the endurance, you know, I'm poking fingers, none of that. You know, God bless me with that. You know, I don't lie. You know, God bless me with the spirit, you know, and I think Jesus Christ, the God of my, you know, he blessed me with it. So all the stuff that, you know, God blessed me with, you know, gave me, equipped me with, you know, weapons, you know, whatever, everything that he equipped me with, it's like, now I'm ready to use it. You know, because it's like, I'll be in positions where I feel like, man, it's too easy, you know. And doing something, it got too easy to me, you know. So it's not, I'm not poking fingers at, because, you know, God, he said different level, different devil, you know.
Now, it's the same devil, but it's different. But he's the same.
But just different tactics.
Okay, let's say, he comes as a man, he's the same devil.
Hmm.
They didn't get you as a woman, and the next level, but it's still the same devil. So it's a different devil, but it's the same devil every level.
So, and the message that, you know, I say that to say, you know, man, it got too easy to just, you know, be, that's beyond my destiny, my calling, you know, it's just being here.
Amen.
Like, what's the word you use?
Endure.
Endure, you know. I endured a lot. You know, Larry was there. You know, Bishop John was there. You know, it looks like it's beyond that. So now I just ask God before it all ends and put me in a position so I could do what you want me to do.
Amen.
Cool.
Yeah, you got to pick somebody.
I think she's the only one.
Hell yeah.
Y'all niggas is forgetting about me.
Oh, like, the famous boy in the world. I would definitely popcorn on you now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, when it's all said and done, I definitely want to be, of course, a fashion model.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling Larry, like, years ago, I remember I had hit Larry up and I had said, one day I'm going to model your clothes. Amen. Literally years ago. And now we about to do another commercial.
Everybody.
This is crazy. I definitely don't want to be like a typical like Instagram model. Like, I want to be like avant-garde, like,
yeah.
I want to walk in runways and stuff like that. And, you know, it's going to happen. I already know it. I want to be truly happy, just happy, at peace. Like, nobody wants to go out angry.
Yeah.
I don't even like being angry. I'm such a happy person. Sometimes when I'm upset, Larry don't even take me serious because, he never seemed like, you know, even when I'm upset, I'm always happy.
Yeah.
And, of course, I just want to get closer to God.
Amen.
That's the ultimate, like, you know, just going, just like, you know, because without him, I'm nothing. And none of it will be possible. So definitely want to get closer to him. And I just want my family to be straight as well. And I want them to get closer to God as well. And because they do, they believe, but I feel like I can't force them to go to church, but I definitely want them to get closer and have just even more of like a stronger prayer in life. I don't know if they pray as much as I do, but I pray for them. And I feel like that's a blessing in itself because you never know who's praying for you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
And I'm going to go ahead and popcorn to this show. Kind of play.
My goal is. I'm like, okay, that's. Dude, if you want bitches to take the rest of the 15 minutes, I mean, we can let him talk. I mean, but, my goal is, of course, to be the sanest boy in the world. I mean,
the thing is,
my goal is, bitches said we got order steps.
Right,
and I feel like Bishop, every time he's giving me a step, and, you know, sometimes I follow through, and sometimes I fell off, you know? We not going to talk about where I fell off at. But, because he's going to bring it up every time. Like, I don't want it. Man, he ain't gonna let it go. He ain't going to let it go. Nah. But, you know, my goal is to hit every step, you know? To where I'm not falling down, back down the steps as I elevate. You know, I want to elevate all the way to the top. I want to go all the way to the top with everything that I'm doing because I asked for a lot. And everything that I asked for, God has given me an opportunity to fulfill that. So, you know, it's like I can't fall off no more. No, it's like.
You said I was cold. You didn't say God gave it to me, dude. He said God gave me an opportunity.
Yeah, he gave me the opportunity.
That's what he do. That's how you say it.
Talk your head. Go ahead.
He gave me the opportunity.
You're boasting in God. Although it's you that should have done it. He's doing it.
So, you know, he gave me the opportunity to do everything that I asked him for, you know. And I felt like back then when I first got here, I didn't have the strength to do it all. I had the strength. I was just wasting my energy on something else that I didn't need to be doing. That's why I stopped smoking. That's why I stopped doing all the crazy things that I stopped doing because when it comes to the end, you need all that energy. You need all that potential. You need all of that mental power to get you to where you need to be. And if you focused on other things, if you focused on, you know, let me say, somebody that's not worried about you, or you focused on a drug that's smoking you, and you ain't smoking it, or you feel me? Like it's things in this life that you don't need to be doing, and you're doing it anyways just because it makes you feel good, or you know it's distracting you from your problems that you really having. And I got to the point where I didn't want to be distracted no more. I want to be able to make every goal by myself. In God's hands and have him give me the strength so I can handle it all, so I can endure it all. And it's more to enduring than just going through it. You feel me? It's more to it than just being there, you know? You gotta finish. So when Bishop was saying what he was saying, like he said, different level, different devil. It's not a different devil. It's just like you playing football. If you get past the linebacker, you get past the niggas that's guarding you one play, you make it to the touchdown. That next play when you got the ball, they, of course, going to use a different game plan. They're going to try to get you just so you don't get to the touchdown. So basically, in all words, you know, I'm trying to be the best at everything that I ask God for the opportunity to do. You know, I'm trying to make it to the top of the steps. I'm trying to make it to the touchdown. I'm trying to make that slam dunk, which I'm going to do on y'all. Yeah. Get out there on the court, man. You know.
Which one of us are talking to?
All of y'all. All of y'all. Especially you. Because you said something.
Oh.
I'm on one as soon as we get out of here. I'm going to
boot today. I'm
going to be on blast. Like, these Tims ain't fake. Don't listen to them. They ain't fake.
Zach, I hate you.
Look, they homemade. Nigga.
They homemade.
What happened to your kids?
They in my trunk.
And my cousin stepped on
them. No, I told them they sweat Tims. I said, cousin, watch out for my
Tims. Let me just say, all right, bro, I got you. Look, that nigga is scared. Start stumping him out. I'm like, nigga.
We're gonna take the diamond tree out and glue it on mine.
You know, just to make it to the top of the steps, make it to the pearly gates. That's all we all trying to do. But I gotta do my job while I'm here. So basically 10 minutes for Bishop to talk and tell us what he's gonna do.
Yeah, I
wanna
hear what this dude got to say.
This is
Bishop Jones in the beautiful city of
Garden
Texas.
No,
I
can understand.
I'm with
you.
He
needs the energy.
You need the energy.
You
standing
up.
You know, niggas get that energy from standing up.
He
want to
flex.
If you want to roll with
him.
Roll over. And this is what I want to do at the end. I want to be able to rest in Jesus. Now, I was on my way to Chicago, in the airplane, I'm flying, right? And I get a window seat. I always get a window seat. For some reason, it's no excuse, and I'm getting wind. So I always look at the wings out the window. We are so high on the way that the storm is coming. So the pilot told he told everybody, close your windows. We're about to go from dark to light. I said, I'm closing my window. You know, because it's dark. I'm closing my window. I said, from dark to light.
Like, you know,
help.
So I said, what?
Okay. No, go ahead.
Watch out, what? So we can lock in here and they can call the police and we won't get arrested. He said, yeah. So all they're going to do is write us a ticket because, you know, the jails is getting quarantined too. So look, the next morning.
Don't try to do nothing crazy.
So look, the next morning, nigga, I'm going to work. Bro, I'm in a carpool lane. I'm 1D. You know, like I'm going like 80, 90, bro. I'm ducking traffic trying to hurry up and get to work. Nigga, out of nowhere, car with its lights on just start flashing and pass by me, nigga. It's a cop car. Nigga, I look dead at him.
Pass by you?
Bro, I'm driving, bro. 80, 90 in the carpool lane. He gets a cop car. He flashes his lights, bro. I look dead at the nigga.
Like, what's
up? And then he drives off. And so I'm like, what the hell? So, nigga, I get out the carpool lane. I get off on Cherry and so fast. And I'm like, babe, old boy was right. Like, you know. They can't arrest you. They keep
perfect excuse for that. Oh, yeah, officer, I swerved in the lane because somebody almost hit me in the other lane.
And then you just lied. You get the hell out of you. Just paid all your time. You paid for all these people. Got the homeless people off the street. Said, Lord, I did all that. He said, yeah, but remember what you
I pledge or repeat everybody. May everybody put their hand over their heart. Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the Christian flag.
To the Christian flag.
And to the Savior.
And to the Savior.
Whose kingdom is dead.
Whose kingdom is dead.
One brother.
One brother.
Unto all mankind.
Unto all mankind.
With service.
With service.
And love.
And love.
And amen.
And
so, let me get back on the live, and then,
you know, the little answer, my tweet did a little bit. I'm going to show y'all, I'm going to ask y'all what y'all think about.
You don't care about your rats, nigga?
Yeah, I like that. How
are
you now?
2 minutes. That's the back of your phone?
Oh, yeah, I took the tweet
off. Well, I ain't never seen the back of your phone, though.
It's funny.
But it's still cracked.
It's not a case crack. Okay,
Yeah.